This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday, the 3rd of September. Hi.
Hello.
How do you do? How many different greetings can you come up with, ladies? It's the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here. I say hi, hello, howdy. Victoria. Keelan.
Hi, hello, hi. Howdy.
Howdy doody. Howdy, it's howdy doody time. No, it's the DJV time. DV. Maybe we can do audio. Let's see. You don't DVR audio. You just, what do you do when you want to record it and play it back later? No, you just go to DVD show, good Doug, DJVshow.com, because we have the broadcast of the show there all day long, plus our clip of the day. You can do that. So if you're someone who has been full of fear in the last 6-8 months, perhaps your fears are now ebbing. Maybe you're feeling better about yourself and your job. I hope that's the case, so that your confidence is rising. People around you are enjoying you. You found that you smiled again. A lot of people haven't. I've been around a lot of folks in the last 4 or 5 months. Not many smiles. I think things are getting better, getting easier a little bit, maybe happier. Zippity-doo-da. I laughed out loud, actually laughed out loud, when I first heard that Nancy Pelosi said she was set up. It was to be a woman of that sophistication and that position and to try to convince people that she was set up. How in the world and who in the world, other than some hardcore supporter that doesn't look at the facts, why in the world? It's just amusing. It's a great way to sort of start a conversation. No matter what party you're in, no matter what your beliefs are, when you look at that, and it has nothing, it's just so, the whole business of being in Washington or being in those positions is so full of people who are full of themselves. They seem to lose all touch with reality. And they really do think that their poop doesn't smell. And this is a perfect example of it. As far as I'm concerned, I visited a salon and I was set up. Right.
Well, there are
the
two different stories
owes
with
me
this.
An apology.
The salon owner says one thing and has been all over Fox News, and then the actual stylist who rents a chair, which is very common, rents a chair in the salon, is the one who, according to Nancy Pelosi, is the one who invited her into the salon. And so there are two different stories. Maybe she does feel set up.
Here's the real story. She knows what the rules are, and she still went and got her hair done anyway. So I laugh at all this because it's just so ridiculous that you can't just come out and say, you know what, I knew what the rules were, and I blew it. Sorry, and move on. Instead, you have to say that you were set up over your hair blow. Nobody coerced Nancy Pelosi to come
but
into that.
But she had her hair
no
done on Monday.
Her.
That's the same day that salons were open again in San Francisco.
No one told her that it was the time that this salon had been given the okay to open yet. She came in there, and she got her hair done, and she didn't wear a mask and all of this. And so
well, the mask
feels
is totally
like was,
wrong. Yeah, she should be.
If she feels like she was set up, she should probably look in the mirror. Because I'll tell you what, the thing that drives me nuts, and this number stunned me, and I think I found out after I left the air with you guys. My cousin texted me, who I've talked about, and the reason I understand the struggles of these hairstylists is because of what my cousin has been going through, because many of them are self-employed. Many of them are not able to get any unemployment benefits at all. In this state, and I didn't realize the number was so high, in the state of California, there are 162,000 stylists and barbers and salon owners who were put out of work by Gavin Newsom, who is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. So the fact that she would be so inconsiderate is just a testament to where these people are coming from. And it's not just her. These are elitists who think that the rules are for us and not for them. Yet they'll sit on their bully pulpit and try to insinuate that they're there to uphold the law. I mean, what's so stupid about Nancy Pelosi is that she was the one who was saying no one was above the law while Trump was trying to actually deal with the coronavirus and she was trying to impeach him. And they didn't care about the coronavirus in January. No one was talking about it because they wanted to impeach the president. And now it's, you know, now, well, no one's above the law except for maybe me, who doesn't have to wear a mask if I don't want to, or can go to a salon that still hasn't been given the okay to open.
Well, this salon has also illegally been open since April. So, and they've gotten various tickets and
the
stuff.
The salon will probably get shut down. And by the way, if a normal person, the stylist, the reason the stylist is like freaking out now publicly is because he knows that the state will take away your license. They've done it to people who have tried to open in the past who have gotten caught. So, I mean, there's been so much retribution in the state where if a stylist goes to work or does backyard appointments, if the counties that they're in find out about it or the state finds out about it, they strip them of their license.
Yeah, well, that's happening in New York, too. If bars are over-serving people or they're not, you know, maintaining the correct kind of takeaway, then they've lost their liquor license.
No sweat. Nancy can get on the phone and call the people in charge, call her nephew and say, don't take that woman's or man's license away. It's all set.
Yeah,
okay.
But why should just that man get the benefit of Nancy's call?
I'm being facetious. Who knows?
Yeah. Why shouldn't it be the lady in Corona who just said, you know what, I can't do this to my stylist anymore. I'm going to open. And the governor made a huge example out of her. The county went after her. I don't know. There's just so much hypocrisy.
Well, the woman who owns
we've been shut down so long that it doesn't matter. You can blame the salon and the haircut all you want.
All of this
she knows the rules.
It should not have taken place in the first place. The shutdown is an embarrassment. It really is. Here's something that's good news. It was necessary to a point. I think it was necessary everywhere.
I think
if people have followed the rules, we would have been in much better shape, but we've got a lot of arrogant, self-aggrandizing, self-important people. Nancy Pelosi's one of them, but there are plenty of people on the street, plenty of young people, college age, whatever, who say, screw the rules, I'm a kid, I'll do what I want to. You know, those kids should really be slapped around, frankly, because they have made
it
difficult.
The reason it bothers me is because something like this should not be political, yet that's all it is. And so a pandemic in our health has become political, and that's the problem. It's Nancy Pelosi's example of how she hasn't wanted to play by the rules this whole time to actually help people. So I guess that's
There's actually some good COVID news that we'll talk about in a moment or so here on the DJV program. Jennifer and Victoria and Doug, 13 after the hour. I've come across 9 count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 weight loss mistakes that people make. And you know what the number one is, ladies? Take a guess. What do you think the number one weight loss program, problem is with people? Anybody want to guess? Well,
cheating? Yeah.
I had a donut, actually. The first donut I had in ages. We have a homemade donut machine now coming to the farm.
Oh.
It was perfect
for growing weed. Donuts and weed go together.
Perfect. The number one mistake people are making when they lose weight is to reward themselves with a treat or a cocktail after they found out they've lost a pound or two. Not necessarily a great idea.
We are just celebrating. Leave us alone.
Exactly. All right, so Calitrin recognizes the fact that these things happen. They want you to stay on a steady course. Yeah, every once in a while you might want to treat yourself. But don't get off the program. It's so easy anyway to lose weight with Calitrin. It's 4 capsules or a shot from there's liquid and capsules. Take 4 of them before you go to bed, or you take a beaker. What do they call those little droppers, the droplet things? What do they call those when you're in the bottle? Droplet? Yeah, is it a dropper? Okay, so take a dropper full before you go to bed. And voila, the program begins. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that doesn't have any stimulant, doesn't have any drugs. The formula is fabulous, developed by a doctor and 3 nurses. Been the same since it was developed about 24 years ago. So take advantage of the fact that right now there's a special Labor Day sale going on. Buy 3, get 3 free. It's a 6-month program. get on the program and not only lose the weight, but stay there, even though you may reward yourself from time to time with a cocktail or something sweet, you'll be, at the end of the 6 months, able to keep the weight off staying on the program. TopLoss.com, the website. Use the discount code DJV to save on shipping.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 17 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you with a common steroidal that may be the most effective treatment yet in the COVID thing. There's a new study in the American Medical Journal finding inexpensive, widely available steroids can reduce the risk of death with COVID patients, 20% or so. That's pretty cool. I don't know if this has been approved
yet, but it's kind of funny because the dexamethasone, which is a very common steroid used in animals, my dad has used it on our horses and stuff and on dogs who have arthritis or have inflammation. I don't know that it's approved in human use yet, but it's very effective in animals. So it would be interesting to see what Dr. Ken has to say about that.
Well, we'll ask him.
My mom was given steroids when she was in the hospital, and they were very effective on her. She was given steroids and remdesivir.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I'll ask Ken that question, and the questions for Dr. Ken that you'll later hear on the program and also on the Good Day Health Show, which you can listen to. Most of these same stations carry the Good Day Health Show every weekend with Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack. It's gooddayhealthshow.com. In Iowa, where the storm has made a mess out of everything, apparently it has created a situation where COVID is becoming a real problem. A lot of dire cases across rural and urban areas, not only in that state, but others. So the governor of Iowa said that everybody's got to wear a mask, no more bars open. I think that's the case in a lot of places in the Midwest, though, isn't it? For a while, anyway. The Iowa red zone has the highest rate of cases in the U.S. at the moment, pretty high. But I think it makes sense because of you can understand how that might be the case, right? Because of that horrible
storm. A lot of colleges are back there too. That's
Iowa does have a lot of colleges. You're right.
And in that area, Iowa State's supposed to have a big game coming up really soon. So that'll be, and we're seeing all of these stupid kids in college, posting on Instagram, having big parties, kids in high school who are back together now, they're posting on Instagram, they're having parties, and I don't know where their parents are if they're living at home in high school, but
I think they should just allow them all to get sick and stay at college. And then they'll
they should stay there, yep. Exactly.
Yeah, just stay there.
Everybody
That's
should
a great
just
idea.
Get sick and stay
there. Another great idea from the DJV show. It's 21 after the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
But I don't wanna go to the club. Oh, I don't wanna watch everybody around me trying to hook up and say stuff they don't mean. Get drunk and get cheap. So what's wrong with me? 'Cause I don't wanna go.
Do I get this lyric line correctly? I don't wanna be around everybody trying to hook up.
Mm-hmm.
Getting drunk.
I want to go to the club. Yeah.
So there are two versions of this song around, though, right, Victoria, if I am to understand?
Yep. This is the new stripped-down acoustic version.
Uh-huh. She did it at home?
I don't know about that. Probably, right?
Yeah.
Because everyone's trying to do it.
So when did the original come out? First time?
2019, I believe.
Last year? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so now are they both on a new album? It's an album.
Well, she's got Kelsey was the original album that came out last year. And now this is called Ballerini. So it's the acoustic version of the Kelsey album.
Oh, interesting. So is that kind of usury, or will people, is she that popular so people want to hear the different versions, the original ones and this new sort of stripped down version?
I feel like everybody, yeah, absolutely. I feel like everybody likes to hear a different version of a song they like. Like when Taylor Swift did Folklore, the new album, it's all acoustic. People kind of like to have a variety, I think.
Yeah. Kelsey is glitter, bold, effervescent, and dreams that are boundless. She's who I want to be. While Ballerini is emotional, vulnerable, soft, observes her surroundings and chooses her words carefully, she's who I am. That's what Kelsey Ballerini said in a statement promoting the new album. She said it's the other side of the same story, which I now understand having you explain that, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
As she's set to promote the record with an appearance on the Late Late Show with James Corden, so does that mean there's going to be some... what happened to karaoke in COVID? Was there any karaoke in COVID?
No.
Around
no,
that?
Can't sing in California, by the way, and that's where the show is done. So.
You can't sing in California?
No, that's been outlawed by Gavin Newsom.
What?
Choirs, yeah, they live choirs. Yeah, that happened here,
no, they
too.
They won't let you sing in church.
My God.
Well, because you're projecting You're not supposed to yell or be around anyone who's, you know, that close.
I know, you're not supposed to. No talking, no yelling, no singing. Stay at home. What could go wrong?
Wow, what could go wrong? They weren't smart enough to do this early on.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kelsea Ballerini also providing a performance of her current single, Hole in the Bottle, for the Ryman portion of the ACM Awards, at which she'll compete for Female Artist of the Year. Yeah, so that's the latest Kelsea Ballerini story here in the musical portion of this hour of the DJV program. This is Hole in the Bottle from Kelsea. Up next here, 26 after on the DJV program, is Sade. It's Sade, right?
Sade.
Sade.
Yep.
This is her song. I like this song. Remember this?
I can see you getting excited, like having like this is like you're getting ready for a date music.
Oh, yeah. This was in the mid-80s.
When you're combing your hair.
I was brushing my hair, not combing my hair.
Your high karate aftershave, you know.
High squirt. Karate aftershave.
I don't even know what that is.
I used something else back then. I don't use aftershave now, but I did. I did actually use aftershave back then. So, anyway, Sade announcing a 6-LP vinyl set called So Far, featuring remastered versions of all their studio albums. Diamond Life came out in 84, Promise came out in 85, Stronger Than Pride came out in 88, Love Deluxe in 92, Lovers Rock in 2000, and Soldier of Love in 2010. The vinyl set, now available for pre-order. First complete collection of Sade's studio work ever released. Band members assisted in the remastering at Abbey Road. Producers, the band work from high-resolution digital transfers of the stereo master mixes from the original studio recordings. Now, who understands that? Anyway, they got some good new. It's new and more probably elaborate. They got a lot of process. Now, process. I remember when I was first in radio, we had mono tape recorders that we used razor blades to edit. That was it. And then at some point it became stereo. We had two tracks on the tape. And then you could use two things and sort of mix them together. And now if you go into a recording studio and you see, like, there's 18 buses on the board, buses are the sliders and the mixers and stuff. It's pretty amazing. And the digital stuff also can use with the editing. Your husband does this all day long, doesn't he, Victoria? He's in front of the stuff on a computer and edits all kinds of things.
He's editing, audio. He doesn't edit music, but yeah.
No, but I mean the same process, kind of using the computer with all the tools, bells and whistles that now are available, which didn't used to be. I don't even understand how to do it. I could edit tape, but I don't know how to edit stuff these days.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd expect that to be the case.
Right.
All right, anyway, the new Sade 6 album vinyl set this far will be released October the 9th, if you're a fan. It's 29 past the hour.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With Congress seemingly no closer to negotiating a new coronavirus relief package, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says it seems the closer we get to the presidential election, the more bipartisan cooperation diminishes.
And I can't tell you today for sure
whether we'll get another rescue package or not. I can tell you, I think we need another one.
McConnell was speaking to reporters in his home state of Kentucky. Legendary pitcher Tom Seaver has died at 75. The National Baseball Hall of Fame saying Seaver died in his sleep on Monday from complications of dementia and COVID-19. Nicknamed Tom Terrific, the right-hander won 311 games over two decades in the big leagues, spending most of his career with New York's Mets, leading them to an improbable World Series victory in 1969. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Dozens of people in custody after a human smuggling attempt in South Texas. The Border Patrol says they found 52 illegal immigrants inside a semi-truck near Laredo over last weekend. A White House coronavirus task force member laying out how people should stay healthy during the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend. Dr. Deborah Birx yesterday warning that folks should avoid crowded events, including backyard barbecues. And she says masks need to be worn, especially by younger people who could inadvertently spread the virus to people at risk. Birx added those who have not made smart decisions should not go home to their parents or grandparents and possibly spread the illness. Police in Louisville are preparing for protesters at Saturday's Kentucky Derby. No fans are allowed this year because of the pandemic, but several groups are expected outside the racetrack, and the National Guard is going to be assisting officers with traffic and crowd control. And a man in Lincoln, Nebraska is asking his city council leaders to remove boneless chicken wings from menus across the city. Andrew Christensen pitching the idea during a city council meeting, saying that boneless chicken wings are really chicken tenders. He says they really should be called wet tenders. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here, second half hour of this hour of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here. Hope you had a wonderful summer. It's going to be Labor Day on Monday, and you know what that means. We all have a different attitude. Or will we? This COVID thing has changed a lot of people's attitudes and approach to things. As a matter of fact, Victoria is following the latest trending on The Rock.
Yeah.
Apparently has a secret.
Well, he certainly kept it secret. This is a big story that's trending right now and took everyone by surprise. Dwayne The Rock Johnson made an Instagram video yesterday, and he made a very candid announcement that he and his wife and their two young daughters all suffered from COVID. He said, "My wife, Lauren, as well as my two baby girls and myself, we all tested positive. I can tell you that this is one of the most challenging and difficult things we've ever had to endure as a family. And for me personally, I've gone through some doozies in the past." Well, remember, he was a professional wrestler. He's no stranger to lots of injuries, but he said this one was a real kick in the gut. He said that thankfully his family has all recovered. His two young daughters, who are 4 and 2, they just had minor sore throats, so they bounced back pretty quickly. He said, but he said that for himself and his wife Lauren, he said they had a quote-unquote rough go of the virus, which he says they believe they caught from close family friends that they had been around. So he said it's kind of a cautionary tale. He said that, you know, before going, even if you love someone and you are, you know, it's your close friends or family and you trust them, he said it's not enough to, you know, you can still get the virus and people still need to be careful. He said this has nothing to do with politics, wear your mask. And he said that he recommends having guests undergo a COVID-19 test before visiting your home. And he said that, you know, you have to, he's rethought how they visit with family now. And he said he actually knows a lot of, they've had close family members who have died from COVID. They have a lot of friends who've lost loved ones in California. So he basically just kind of wants everybody to be as safe as possible. And now that kids are back in school, I don't know, I guess kids are kind of all back pretty much right now. Yesterday was the big first day of school on Long Island and parts of New Jersey. So, you know, I'm sure it can be expected that we'll have some new clusters. But
he's a Samoan, and one would wonder how, when you go to Samoa, how the,
has mostly been.
Right? Is he?
His dad was Samoan, or his mom was? Yeah, I think he's half.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but he was brought up there, I think, or the first few years of his life were there. Speaking of schools, the school lunch program has been extended because of the coronavirus. The government going to authorize schools to provide free meals to any student through the end of the year. So this is something that is, I think you'd have to figure this was good. Was this a long time coming? Low-income children, the approach certainly has affected the people. I remember we talked at first about some youngsters eat all three meals in school.
Yep. They're handed dinner on their way out. That's right.
Yeah.
They get breakfast and lunch and handed dinner on the way home.
Yeah. So what does that say about our, our society is?
Look at what Feeding America's been doing throughout all this through the pandemic. It's put a real spotlight on there are so many kids in America, supposed to be the greatest country on the planet.
14 million kids a night go to bed hungry.
It's horrible. It's an injustice.
But how does it happen? Why? How is it that?
Well, you also have to look at the situation that they're growing up in. I mean, here's the thing: when you have extreme poverty does exist, but there are a lot of programs that are out there to try to help bring people out of poverty. The people that we're talking about are maybe in a single parent household. Maybe the mother, the father, whoever's with the kid, maybe they've been, because of the pandemic now, maybe they've been furloughed, maybe they lost a job, maybe they aren't interested in a job and they've been living off the system for a long time. I mean, there are a lot of people who parents who prioritize other things. I think this is another part of the story that a lot of people don't like to talk about, rather than feeding their kids and keeping the nutrition up of their kids.
Yeah,
there are some parents who are having the issue, I guess, is what I'm saying, that where there are programs and they're taking advantage of them. The ones that concern me are the ones that we don't know about, where the parents do not prioritize the education, the nutrition, the safety and well-being of their kids. And they're the ones that I feel like get really left behind and fall through the cracks.
Yeah. McConnell says that there will be a coronavirus relief bill soon, which will address some of these things that we're talking about. He and Mnuchin, or however you pronounce his name, the Treasury Secretary,
you actually did it right
bill.
That time.
I did it? Oh, okay. What I usually call him, Munchkin. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a new bill sometime next week, apparently, that'll be everybody back. Well, they won't come back from their well-earned vacation until after Labor Day, probably. So that's when this stuff. So how will that impact the executive order that has addressed at least some of the relief issues. Does one follow the other or fix the other? You know, because a lot of people say that you really, the thing that Trump decided to do is an executive order doesn't work anyway. So do we have...
the difference between what Trump did with the executive order is he did what he could do within executive power to free up resources for people. But if you want to vote on new stimulus and on new ways to help people, and aka spend more money, crank up the printer and crank up more money, then you have to have Congress to vote on that. And so far they have not. So the difference is that the Democrats want like a $3 trillion bill. I think that... the Republicans wanted a $1 trillion bill, and they were willing to move, I think, to two, but Nancy Pelosi said no.
She was having her hair done.
I know. She was busy. I understand.
Yeah.
So,
the debt.
I don't know.
Because of this situation we've been living through, the debt that we have here, we owe the debt is the size of our entire economy. Yeah. At the moment.
And we did it to ourselves by shutting everything down for so long.
Yeah, right. Should never have been shut down. It was not handled well, in my estimation, anywhere, whether it's statewide. But then you look at the situation. We were talking about Iowa and some of the Midwestern states. Same thing in Louisiana this week because of Laura last week. The recovery has brought about an increase in COVID down there because of the people moving around, people coming into contact with other people, that sort of thing. So it may be that because of Hurricane Laura, a lot of people lost their houses. They don't have any place to sleep. They're all around. There are 300,000 households down there that still don't have power. They don't have water, all of that stuff. It's pretty significant.
It's a horrible situation.
Yep, right. Okay, today, National Skyscraper Day, boys and girls. Skyscrapers become a pretty commonplace circumstance around our country and around the world. Go to Dubai. Wow. Look at those babies over there. So National Skyscraper Day here is aimed at appreciating the fact that the feat. Can you imagine designing a building and then have it, engineering how it gets put together and having it built and it stays there? I think about back the Empire State Building was built 100-some-odd years ago. The Chrysler Building in New York, same thing. And so the fact that they're still standing, it seems to me quite a tribute to it. So it's good. We ought to have National Skyscraper Day. The engineers, the people that construct these things, certainly things have changed a lot. If you're in a building that's over 40 floors, it's considered a skyscraper. It used to be 10 stories back. If it was over 10 stories, it was a skyscraper. Mentioning in passing the passing of Tom Seaver. If you are a New York fan, he was a Mets player, he led the Miracle Mets. Remember back in 1969 to the World Series? He was a pitcher. One of the great players in the history of the game, certainly in the history of New York baseball. He had dementia. And so he was, would you say it was 75, Jennifer, is that what you said? How old was he?
I didn't. Actually, I think it was Phil, but yeah. I think he was around 73. Yeah.
73, yeah. That's way too young. Oof. Think about that. Look in your kettle of fish for that one. In a moment, we'll talk about what's going on television for your listening and dancing pleasure. 43 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
45 at the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen with a focus first on Dancing with the Stars. They have their new cast. Ladies are happy to talk about Carol Baskin from Tiger King. I'm listening to this for the whole two-minute break. Oh, I'm hearing about it. Carol Baskin.
Well, because it's the only reason we're going to watch.
Yeah.
Why?
Because we're going to laugh at her weird interpretive.
I thought you were going to laugh at the hostess.
Well, Tyra's all about Tyra.
Yeah.
That's not going to be the thing. It should be about the contestants, and it will, yep. I guarantee you, be.
Nobody can figure out why they got rid of Tom Bergeron. I haven't heard anybody come up with a good reason for it at all, especially putting Tyra Banks in.
The reason
Banks
is to have more diversity in that show.
Ah, I see. Okay. Yeah.
I would have preferred it if they kept Tyra with Tom, because they would have been a fun pairing.
Yeah. That would have worked.
Erin Andrews, like, whatever, she's boring. But so I wouldn't care if she was gone. But Tom and Tyra together would have been a much better idea. I'm also excited to see Johnny Weir, because I love Johnny Weir. So he's probably going to win. Carol Baskin's first song will be Eye of the Tiger.
For sure. I'm excited to see Nelly. And
right.
And I like Chrishell Stiles because I used to like her on All My Children. So she's on Selling Sunset now, so that should be, she'll be good because she's...
Oh, and then Backstreet Boys, AJ McLean, right?
And he'll be really good, too.
He'll be good,
That's where I think it's not fair. Like, Johnny Weir, AJ McLean, they have already had, like, so much movement experience. It's hard to put them next to a Carole Baskin and expect them to be able to compete.
Strangest one will be Anne Heche.
No, she's on it? Really?
Yeah. It's kind of a mixed bag. It's a little weird.
Yeah. I was speaking of that. I was looking at a press release provided by CBS about the new season for the Enterprise, the Star Trek season we were talking about. I don't recognize any of these people except for Michelle Yeoh on the cast. My Anthony Rapp, I don't know who he is. Does anybody watch that show? It's supposed to be, you know, it's gotten a lot of reviews, big time.
People seem to like it, but I haven't seen it.
And I'm happy that it's going to be on CBS regular TV as well. So, I see that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have signed a deal with Netflix.
Yeah.
That has a double-edged sword. That's so, who's going to do their... Is it going to be like the Obamas deal? Kind of the same thing?
Yeah, they're going to produce different projects. So, they've been shopping around to different streaming networks. And I guess Netflix probably offered them the most money, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Okay. The original Fresh Prince of Bel-Air cast is reuniting for an HBO special. Did you see that? The original cast. Mm-hmm. So it's Will Smith. Go ahead, Jennifer. Who else?
I just think Uncle Phil. Yeah, I loved it. Uncle Phil, I think, is dead, though, isn't he?
They said the only person, I think the butler is the only one who died. Yeah.
All right, good.
Okay, so it was back in 1990 when it debuted, and now this is going to be with the 30th anniversary. It's an unscripted special looking back at the series, so it's not actually the show. It's them talking about the show.
They talk.
It's kind of like the Friends thing.
Exactly. HBO Max is doing this. They're also doing the Friends reunion, so, yeah, that's kind of the new thing.
All right, Jen, tonight on TV, we have What to Watch that's exciting.
All right, season finale of The Real Housewives of New York City. Victoria likes that one. That's on Bravo tonight at 9 o'clock, so you can catch the drama there. Also, this one is, I think, kind of interesting. The season premiere of Buried in the Backyard will follow a California mother and her newborn as they vanish from their home, and blood is detected out back. Oxygen, 8 o'clock. Plus, Jeez. Dr. Pimple Popper, season premiere on TLC at 10.
Sorry. There we go.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on today's DJB program. Now, Victoria Keelan, who is the voice of reason when it comes to technology, i.e. she will tell you what works and what doesn't. So, but we were talking a few minutes ago about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle signing the deal with Netflix. That has an interesting twist to it as well, don't you think?
Yeah, it's I don't think this was expected from them. I know they, now that they're, you know, kind of settled in California, people assumed it was because Meghan Markle wanted to go back into acting, but she has made that pretty clear that she's given up her acting chops, and that's it. She's not going to do that anymore. A lot of people also speculated that if they had a relationship with one of the streaming services, that it would be Disney, because she narrated that documentary that came out last year for Disney Plus about elephants. So it turns out, though, Netflix won out on this bidding war. They had meetings with NBC Universal, Disney, and Apple as well, but they didn't say how much money was involved, but I'm guessing Netflix is offering to pay them the most. So they're going to produce... They're going to produce documentaries, docu-series, feature films, scripted shows, and children's programming. And so they put out a statement saying our focus will be on creating content that informs but also gives hope. As new parents, making inspirational family programming is important to us. And Netflix noted that they also noted that Netflix's unprecedented reach globally will help them share this impactful content. And they said it unlocks action. So this is that's their next big project. There was a documentary that came out already on Netflix about the Paralympic Games, and Prince Harry made an appearance in that. So I guess some people look back and thought maybe that was a clue all along that they may end up with Netflix. But Netflix right now is making a push for not only more original programming, but they people are, you know, are interested in social justice themed programming.
Yes.
And so this kind of fits really well into what the new model of Netflix is. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle recently started a new charitable foundation called Archwell, which is named after their son Archie. And so it'll be interesting to see when, you know, when things can be filmed again, what the first, you know, what their first release will be, whether it will be a feature film or something scripted or a documentary. But I think it's kind of interesting. And people still really like them as a couple. I love following them. Yeah. And so I think, you know, now that they're back, or that Meghan Markle is back in California, it seems like their life has opened up to a lot of new possibilities. And so it just seems like they're pretty happy.
Good. Good to have happiness there. Amazon has revealed its new health wearable called Halo. Let's find out how that works.
The Geek Out.
Last week, Amazon unveiled a health wearable, Halo, a wristband that immediately raised privacy concerns. Now, the Halo does what most health devices do, monitor your sleep, your heart, your movement, but it also has a pair of tiny microphones for a feature Amazon calls Tone. The claim is the wearer's speech is analyzed to indicate stress levels or how others may be perceiving them. Also, a body scan feature in the associated app can take pics to build a BMI profile. And all of this data worries privacy advocates, like the offer from one insurance company to give discounts for access to it. Halo is $99 plus a monthly fee. It's available now, and we tweeted the details at The Geek Out.
This is your last chance at summer savings with Dell's Labor Day sale. Get up to $300 off some of the newest XPS and Alienware computers powered by Intel Core processors. Plus, save on tech like Samsung TVs, all with free shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, up next here, Victoria, looks like a focus on another Twitter hack.
Well, it's the same Twitter hack. It's another teen that's now been accused of being a suspect. This is a 16-year-old kid from Massachusetts. We do not know his name because he's a minor. This new suspect would be the youngest of the group of conspirators, which spanned the U.S. and the U.K., a group now totaling four individuals who together planned and then pulled off the account takeovers of dozens of high-profile Twitter users to promote a Bitcoin scam. This started on Elon Musk's Twitter page. It also spread to President Obama and Joe Biden, and I mean, the list goes on and on. Every high-profile celebrity was part of this. You know, their accounts were compromised. So this 16-year-old in Massachusetts, he's a kind of a hacker. He's been doing this for a while. He uses a social engineering hack called vishing, which is when the attacker fishes tech company employees over the phone while impersonating contractors to steal login credentials for sensitive systems.
How the hell do you come up with an idea? How are you, as a teenager, able
I know.
To think that through and figure it out?
Yep.
Wow.
And so this is, so the first kid was the 17-year-old kid from Florida, Graham Ivan Clark. He has been charged as an adult with 30 felonies.
So he's 17. They identified him. How come they aren't identifying this kid?
Because he's being tried as an adult, and I think Massachusetts handles it differently.
Oh, okay. Of course it does. Of course they do here. It's like California in reverse. All right. Thank you, Victoria.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.